Today we're building a bounce jungle DJ intro in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it with groove pool tricks so the whole thing feels alive, swung, and ready to mix. This is an intermediate lesson, so we're not just dropping a loop on the timeline and calling it a day. We're going to shape a proper 16-bar intro that gives DJ space, sets the vibe fast, and hints at the drop without giving too much away. The goal here is a ragga-flavored jungle intro, chopped breaks, stanking offbeat stabs, little vocal shouts, and that subtle push and pull that makes the groove feel expensive. If a lot of DNB intros feel too straight or too looped, this is the fix. We want movement, but we also want control. Start by setting your tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM for modern jungle and drum and bass. If you want a slightly looser, more old-school feel, you can drift a little lower, but for this lesson, let's stay in that modern pocket. Then lay out a rough 16-bar framework in arrangement view, and think in phrases. Mark out your main points at bar 1, 5, 9, and 13. That gives you a clean 4-block structure and makes the intro easier to build like a DJ tool. Now build the intro from layers. You want a drum break, some top percussion or shakers, a few ragga vocal chops or MC-style shouts, a bass teaser, and some atmosphere or effects. That's the core palette. If you've got an authentic break sample, drop it onto an audio track. If you're programming from scratch, drum rack works great too. The main thing is not to overclean it. Jungle bounce comes from a break that breathes a bit. The first big trick is the groove pool. Instead of manually nudging every hit around, use groove to create that human swing. Pull a groove from the browser or extract one from a break you like, then apply it to the clips that need movement. A solid starting point is around 55 to 62% swing, with timing shifts that feel noticeable but not sloppy. Keep random very low, just enough to humanize the feel, and give velocity a small amount of variation. Here's the important part. Don't put the same groove amount on everything. Let the break carry the main feel, then give the hats and percussion a slightly different pocket. That stacked swing is what makes the groove feel deep instead of copied. In other words, think in layers of swing, not one swing setting for the whole track. Keep the kick and main snare anchors more locked so the intro stays DJ-friendly and mixable. The tops can lean and breathe, but the backbeat should stay dependable. Once the groove is in place, edit the break for call and response energy. A bounce-heavy jungle intro should not feel like a loop repeating forever. Slice the break into smaller pieces if needed, either with simpler in slice mode or by chopping the audio clip manually. Keep the first 4 bars fairly minimal. Then add a small fill at the end of bar 4 and bar 8. A ghost snare here and there goes a long way. You can also pull out one kick or hat every couple of bars to create air. That space matters. Negative space makes the remaining hits hit harder. This is also where drum bus and EQ can help the break feel more finished. A little drive on the break group adds attitude, and a gentle high pass around 30 to 40 HC keeps the sub area clean. Use compression lightly. You don't want to flatten the break. You want it to feel punchy, gritty, and alive. If the break starts sounding too polished, you've probably overdone the cleanup. Now bring in the ragga vocal chops. These should act like rhythmic punctuation, not like a full lead vocal. Think short shouts, fragments, little answers to the drum pattern. Place one to answer the snare on a strong beat, or drop a quick vocal hit before a fill. A chopped yes or yeah can feel like another percussive hit if you place it right. Process the vocal so it sits in the same world as the drums. Auto filter is great for moving it from dark to bright. Echo can add a short dubby tail. A bit of saturator helps the vocal sit forward without turning it into a huge featured part. Keep the reverb short at first, just enough to give it space. The intro should tease character, not crowd the mix. And if the vocal slice sounds too tidy, rough it up a little. Ragga chops often sound better when they're a bit imperfect and not overly quantized. Next comes the bass teaser. This is not the full drop bass. This is just a hint. Build a short restyle phrase or a simple sub-pulse using Waveedable or Operator. Keep it restrained and filtered. A saw-based patch with subtle detune and a low-pass filter is a solid starting point. Automate the cutoff so it opens a little over the intro, but never fully reveals everything. The trick is to suggest power without giving away the full shape of the drop. Keep the low end disciplined. Sub should stay mono, and if needed, use utility to make sure it's locked in the center. In this kind of intro, the bass often works best when it's more felt than heard. That tension is what makes the drop feel bigger when it finally lands. Place short bass notes at key phrase points, like the end of bar 4 or bar 8, and maybe a longer tension note in bar 15 leading into the drop. That gives the intro a sense of destination. Now we build the bounce with percussion layers. Add closed hats, shakers, rim hits, little congas, anything that supports the raga flavor. Put these on separate tracks so you can tweak each one differently. Give the hats a bit more groove than the break, and maybe a slightly different velocity pattern so they feel related, but not identical. Shakers can sit a touch behind or ahead of the beat to create subtle push and pull. That's one of the best ways to make a jungle groove feel alive. Use your percussion to echo the skank. Offbeat accents on the end of two or four can really bring out the jungle feel. Add a tiny fill before a phrase change, or remove one percussion layer every four or eight bars so the arrangement keeps evolving. This kind of small mutation is often more effective than making big dramatic changes. The ear loves familiarity with just enough variation. Now let's shape the whole intro with automation. This is where the loop becomes a real arrangement. In the first four bars, keep it stripped and a bit dark. Maybe low pass the breaks slightly, keep the vocal teased in the background, and hide most of the bass. In bars 5 to 8, open the hats a little and let in one more percussion layer. In bars 9 to 12, bring the bass teaser forward and maybe widen the FX a little. Then in bars 13 to 16, open the filter further, push the vocal or a riser, and create that final bit of tension before the drop. Auto filter is your friend here. Move the cutoff from dark to bright over the course of the intro. Use echo send sparingly on vocal hits or fill moments, and pull them back before the drop so the transition stays clean. If the intro starts getting crowded, reduce the gain a dB or two before the drop, so the impact has room to land. And don't forget the final bar. Pull out one break hit, throw in a short fill or reverse FX, and leave a tiny gap. That little breath before the drop can make the whole thing hit harder. A big part of making this work is variation without losing identity. A lot of intermediate producers overcomplicate this and end up with an intro that feels messy. A better approach is to keep the same core groove and change only one or two things each phrase. Duplicate the four-bar block, then make small moves. Add a ghost snare, swap one hat, open the bass a touch, pull one layer out. That's enough. You can also use alternate groove profiles every four bars if you want more movement. For example, keep one groove for bars 1 to 4, then use a slightly lazier or more pushed version for bars 5 to 8. That gives the intro a subtle sense of progression without changing the notes. Another nice trick is to apply a little more groove only to the fills, especially at the end of bar 4, 8, or 16. That makes the transitions feel animated and organic. And remember the mix side of things. This is a DJ intro, so it needs headroom and clarity. Keep the master peaking around minus 6 to minus 3 dB while you're composing. Check the intro in mono to make sure the vocal and percussion still read clearly. Keep the sub mono, and use EQ to clean out mud around the low mids if the arrangement starts to blur. A strong DJ intro should work quietly too, not only when it's blasting in the studio. If you want to take it darker and heavier, add a little grit with saturation on the break or vocal. Use a quiet noise riser or reversed break tail under the last two bars if you want more tension. A tiny amount of frequency shifting or echo on ascend can also create eerie movement, but keep it subtle. Dark jungle often gets stronger when you leave more space, not less. So the workflow is really this. Lock the anchors, swing the tops, use the groove pool as a feel shaper, and let the arrangement evolve in small readable steps. The intro should feel like it's already dancing before the drop lands. If it does, you're on the right track. For a quick practice run, build a 16-bar intro using only stock Ableton tools. Load a break, apply a groove around 58 to 62% swing, duplicate it into a 4-bar loop, remove one hit in each phrase, add one raga vocal chop, make a simple bass teaser, and automate an auto filter from dark to bright. Then listen once in mono and once in stereo. If it feels like it could sit before a proper jungle drop, you've nailed it. The big takeaway is that bounce jungle intros are all about groove-managed movement. Stable drum backbone, swing on the right layers, raga vocal punctuation, and a bass tease that hints instead of shouting. That's what makes a track feel played in and ready for the dance floor. If you want to push further, make three versions from the same break and vocal sample. One laid back, one heavier and more percussive, and one darker and tighter. Keep the low-end mono in all three, change the groove settings, and compare which one feels most DJ-friendly. That's a great way to train your ear and build a signature intro style. Alright, that's the Bounce Jungle DJ intro. Keep it swinging, keep it clean where it matters, and let the groove do the talking.